Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Open phones, 5 a.m. hour here on Ben and Woods, 833-288-0973 if you want to join us. Coming up later this morning, we'll have our NFL Insider Report. Week 3 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. It's an all-sunshine state matchup, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Miami Dolphins. John Clayton going to be our insider du jour today at 7:35. We have had a great lineup the first 3 weeks on our insiders. We had Chris Mortensen week one. We had Jim Trotter from NFL Network week two. And now John Clayton joining us week three on our NFL Insiders Report at 7:35 this morning. Our old pal Woods, he of the illness who's been out most of this week, he's going to call in at 8 o'clock. He is definitely feeling better, and the plan was for him to come back this morning. But to be completely safe, he had a coronavirus test yesterday, and he's still waiting on the results. And they said, hey, until you get the results back, you shouldn't be going out anywhere. You shouldn't be, you know, sitting with someone at work for 4 hours. So he's doing the responsible thing and staying home for at least one more day until he gets those results. But he is feeling better, I believe, and we'll get an update from him coming up at 8 o'clock. And then at 8:35, one of the great sports writers of our era, formerly of Sports Illustrated. He has now put out a bunch of books, and he's got a new one out on Shaq and Kobe. It's called Three Ring Circus. Jeff Perlman's going to be with us at 8:35. And it's a book that has not come without some controversy, Paul, because it tells the, you know, the kind of unvarnished story of Kobe and Shaq. And that includes Kobe Bryant's, you know, early years in the NBA when he was, I mean, to put it delicately, he was very difficult. He was difficult, a tough personality. He had more than a few run-ins and bad behavior. You know, not the Kobe that kind of we knew at the end of his life, the one that was celebrated after his tragic death earlier this year, who had become, you know, family man Kobe and Renaissance man Kobe. This book was, you know, actually written and researched well before, you know, Kobe wasn't supposed to, you know, this wasn't about Kobe dying in a helicopter crash and then quickly writing a book about his life. This was a book that Jeff had been working on long before that. So right. He's actually taken a lot of criticism going, why are you trashing, you know,
capitalizing a guy's on name? His death?
Yeah, you know, who can't answer back because he's gone. And he said, well, that's the point of the book is not to trash him. It's just to tell. It's to tell the truth, the honest story of Kobe Bryant and his both, you know, accomplishments and flaws. And, you know, Kobe Bryant was a flawed person, you know, despite, obviously, we didn't hear as much of that, obviously, this year. But we'll talk to Jeff Perlman about the book and just kind of the reaction that he's been getting to the book coming up at 8:35 this morning. All of our guests appearing on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, SDCCU Online, and Mobile Banking. Let's do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Open phones here, 833-288-0973. And I know I can count on Everyday Chris being the first to join us every morning. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Sorry to burst your bubble, Paulie. I'm not a dentist, but I am a commercial truck driver, Paulie. You don't have to worry, bro. We got your back out here.
Is that legitimate? Is that a legitimate fear, though? Like, do you ever experience like, whoa, I wasn't even turning, but I did not see that guy in my lane?
You know, quite honestly, the fear is actually, since I've become a commercial driver, I've been driving since I was 16 years old, and I'm 50 years old now, and You know, I'm actually afraid of small cars. I mean, motorcycles, small cars, they cut us off. I mean, they don't give us no, believe me, man. I mean, I'm just as afraid as a small Honda Civic as you are afraid of an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, that's fair.
If you put it in that perspective, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I actually trust those semi-truck drivers more than most drivers on the road because I know they're the most experienced and trained drivers out there. They're generally looking out for the hazards that the rest of us are missing. So, Chris, I tip my hat to you and thank you.
You're welcome. And if you don't mind, can I give you a little fun fact real quick, Ben?
Go ahead, Chris.
I think of all the famous houses that have sold, the Brady Bunch house, I think the Scott Peterson house up there. All the famous houses. I just thought about it. If your mom and dad ever sold your house, their house, they could claim that's the Corona Cave house.
That's true. It is now a landmark. It is a historical, important North County San Diego landmark. It's not just a house, but it's the house that comes with the Ben and Woods Corona Cave. That's a great point, Chris. And, you know, funny thing is, you mentioned Scott Peterson, who, of course, is the famous... you know, killed his wife, Lacey Peterson, right? That was her name. And,
yep.
And that was a huge case about, what, 15, 20 years ago. Scott grew up here. He was a few years older. I knew him. I actually, like, had played golf with him when he was.
Really?
Yeah, he was, like, 4 or 5 years older than me. And a couple of times I actually remember, like, playing golf with him, junior golf, playing. And, you know, didn't know at the time that he was going to end up being one of the most famous murderers in our country. But, yeah, I actually knew him when I was younger.
How about
so,
that?
Weird name to bring up this morning, Chris.
Did not see that one coming at all.
Did not see that one coming? Yeah, my run-in with a future convicted murderer when I was younger.
How
Scott Peterson
that?
Here in San Diego, for sure. Thanks, Chris. 833-288-0973. We've got Kathy on hold. Kathy, good to hear from you. Now, you've called in before. Are you a dentist, Kathy?
No, I'm not a dentist. I do work in healthcare, though.
Okay, well, there you go. I mean, you have to deal with people who generally don't want to be there most of the time.
Yeah, and they think that because when they come back to do their test, hey, do I have to put my mask back on? It's like, yeah, you're breathing in my face for at least a half an hour, so yeah, you need to put your mask back on.
What's on your mind, Kathy?
And the amount of people that coughed in my face before they had masks, I'm glad everybody has to wear a mask now.
Yeah, I can see that would actually be a good development for some people in the healthcare industry, the wearing of masks by everybody.
Hopefully, Woods is going to feel better. I don't think it's Corona, but these days you can't take a chance, so.
Yeah,
you're doing well. You're holding down the fort. So good job.
Oh, I appreciate
Thanks, Kathy.
I really do. Thank you for calling in. I do appreciate that. You know, Paul and I are doing our best. We know. I'm under no illusions. Like, hey, the show's just as good without Woods. Paul and I are absolutely. We're firing on all cylinders. We're not missing a beat without Woodsy. Now, of course, the show is better with Woods here. Now, I hope it's still like listenable. You still want to spend some time with us, and we have some good interviews and some good sports talk, and we're going to try to make it worth your while, but we're missing Woods, of course. We want him back
as soon
as possible.
We've been doing this now for a couple of years, and I think a little while ago, actually, I think we've reached the point where the show, it's not better or worse, but it's certainly not the same if one of the three of us is not here. If I'm not on the board, if Adam's running the board, he has no idea what he's doing back here. He's not going to have the same drops or whatever. If you're not here, Woods is a mess when it comes to doing liners and, all the housekeeping things that you are really, really good at. And if Woods isn't here, yeah, we're missing a little bit of that creativity and the funny, it's... Quite frankly, it's not as I don't think it's as entertaining if it's just me piling on to you. It makes me sound like a jerk.
Guy keeps us both on our toes. He's the guy who's unafraid to say the inappropriate thing at the inappropriate moment, and that unpredictability is kind of sometimes what makes the show spectacular. So
100%.
Yeah, we totally miss Woods.
100%.
But I think we're still gonna have a good show. We do have a voicemail on the Hammer. Voicemail line as well. You can always leave a voicemail whenever you feel like it. 619-798-4892. Who called in, Paul?
We got one voicemail from our friend, Angels Phil, has called.
I remember him.
Well, hello. Paul, Ben, Angel's Phil here. I just wanted to call in because seeing the Angels beat the hell out of that stupid bastard, Jace Tingler, and this fraud of a Padres team just gave me all kinds of giggles. How they thought that they could beat a powerhouse like the Angels was hilarious to me. But on a more somber note, I would like to pay my respects to our dearly departed Stephen Woods. I just found out the news yesterday that he had passed. People might think that this is coming across as dark, but someone needs to replace him at some point. And I think everyone knows that I've been working hard on my podcast, and I have quite a bit of radio experience in the past. And I'm just throwing my name out there again. I don't want people to think that I'm jumping on an opportunity before the body is even cold, but the show must go on. So you have my number. Call me. Thanks. Go Angels.
Well, Paul, we were just saying that we were missing just a little something without Woods. I don't know. Should we take Angel Phil up on his offer?
Yeah, we're good to go now.
Co-host?
Yeah.
I might need something. So I don't know.
Unfortunately, Angels Phil, Woods has not died. Not yet, at least.
Not quite.
He's still alive.
He should be back, and we will hear from him later this morning. So appreciate that. All right, 833-288-0973. We'll get our first thoughts on yesterday's Padres game and the news of Mike Clevinger's injury. And there still remains some mysteriousness surrounding what exactly is going on with the Padres right-hander. But it's hard to see any good news coming out of this, so we'll get to that coming up. Check in on the NBA last night. A very unexpected star emerged in the Eastern Conference Finals. A guy whose name, honestly, I don't think I had heard the entire postseason until yesterday, and now everyone has his name at the front of his lips if you're an NBA fan. So we'll get to that coming up next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.